Siddur Snippets is sponsored by Renee and Jack Nussbaum with the Nishmas Adol Bas Yehuda Tzvi. We are making our way through Ashrei, and we're up to the letter Resh. Ritzon Yireyav Ya'aseh. Kadosh Baruch Hu follows, fulfills the will of Yireyav, of those who fear Him. Ve'ashav Asam Yishma V'yoshiyem, and He hears our cries, and He comes and He saves us. If He's fulfilling our will, why does He need to save us? If He hears our tefillah, why do we need to be crying out? So a few things about this pasuk, about this sentence. You'll note, unlike the previous psukim and the next one, we said paseches yadecho maspia l'chol chai ratzon. That word kol, Hashem provides for all what they need. Karov Hashem l'chol karav, l'chol asher yikru v'emes. Last night we spoke about Hashem hears all who call out to Him, all who call out to Him with integrity, with emes. Next is Shomei Hashem as kol o'avav. So that word kol, that word all, is featured prominently throughout Ashrei, and yet is notably absent from this pasuk. Ritzon Yireyav, it doesn't say Ritzon kol Yireyav Ya'aseh. Where is that word kol? Why don't we allude to the fact that Hashem answers or provides for all? So one suggestion is that we can't get haughty. We can't get egotistical. We can't assume that if we are among Yireyav, if only we can count ourselves among those who have Yir Shamayim, who have awe and reverence for God, if only we daven with Kavana, then automatically we can expect to be heard, that we'll find favor, and we'll get a favorable response. The Gemara says in Sukkah that there are three things that cause the Kodesh Baruch Hu to grab our file and to take a look and to see whether in fact we're worthy. One, says the Gemara, don't walk under a wall which is dilapidated. If the wall is about to collapse, don't test luck, otherwise known as Hashem, by walking under that wall. Hashem will say, look who thinks they're so confident the wall won't collapse on them. Let me see if they're worthy. Number two is Amoser's Chavero. Don't turn in your friend. Before you go and turn someone else in, see whether you're worthy. But the third is what's called Iyun Tfila. And there Rashi and Tosfos have a disagreement, but for our purposes, Iyun Tfila means a person who's arrogant, a person who's overconfident, that you know what, I davened well. I had such kavana, I said all the words. This davening, I walk away saying, for sure I'm going to be listened to. I davened so well, there's no doubt I'm going to be heard. There's no question Hashem's going to provide. A person who has such an attitude is never really davening to Hashem. Hashem is just the means to get what you want. And you think you're in charge. If I daven well, I get what I want. If I don't daven well, I don't get what I want. Then you're not really davening to Hashem, you're just davening to yourself. So Ritzon Yireyav, not Kol Yireyav. Sometimes we'll be listened to, sometimes we won't be listened to. We'll always listen to, but sometimes the answer is no. And it's not Ritzon Kol Yireyav, it's Yireyav. That's number one. Number two, the Ibn Ezra remarks that unlike a king of Basar Vadam, whose kindness is to spare his loyal subjects, Hashem actually fulfills the desire and will of loyal subjects. Ritzon Ya'aseh, our Ratzon, our will, what we want, if we are among Yireyav, if we live with Yir HaShemayim, then Hashem is responsive to what we want. But why is it Ve'eshav Asam Yishma V'yoshiyim? Why does He need to hear our cries? Listen to this amazing pshat by Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, in his time to Kra. He says, Ritzon Yireyav Ya'aseh, Hashem will do what we want. We come to Davin and we take our three steps forward and we say, Hashem, I want this shidduch for my child, get me this job, make this thing work out, I want that vacation to happen. We ask Hashem, we give Him a whole list of the world the way we see it. I want this, that, and the other thing, and Ritzon Yireyav Ya'aseh. If we are worthy, He'll do it. You know what the problem is? Sometimes what we want is not really what's in our best interest. What we ask for is not really the right thing for us. So He loves us, He'll do what we ask, but you know what happens after that? Eshav Asam. Then we cry out and we say, whoa, Hashem, this job is miserable. That shidduch wasn't really the right one. That thing wasn't the way it was meant to be. So after Ritzon Yireyav Ya'aseh, He fulfills our Ratzon, what we think what we want, what we think is best for us. Then, Shavasam Yishma, then He has to hear our cry to say, get me out of this situation. And what does He do? V'yoshiyem. He in fact spares us. The old adage, be careful what you wish for, you may get it. We don't know if what we wish for really is what's best for us. And until we get it, we don't know if it's really what we want. So Ritzon Yireyav Ya'aseh, He'll fulfill our Ratzon, but His kindness is so great, it extends so far, that even afterwards, Es Shav Asam, Yishma V'yoshiyem. The next pasuk, Shomer Hashem Es Kol O'Avav, we're back to Kol. But here we have a contrast between the first Ritzon Yireyav and Shomer Hashem as Kol Ohavav. Yireyav, Ohavav. We have an attitude, a relationship with Hashem which is based on awe, reverence. Some translate as fear. It depends on Yiras HaOnesh or Yiras HaRomamus. One can have a fear of punishment or have an awe of greatness. That's Yireyav. And this next pasuk is Shomer Hashem as Kol Ohavav, all those who love Him. And then he's Kolor Hashem Yashmir. He destroys those who are evil, those who are wicked, those who neglect Him. Who gets the bigger reward, Yireyav or Ohavav? Which is the bigger promise, Ritzon Yaaseh or Shomer Hashem as Kol? I'll leave that to you as homework for next time. Who's greater, the Yireyav or Ohavav? And you can tell which is greater by which is the bigger bracha, Ritzon Yaaseh or Shomer, that He provides divine protection. We'll pick up with it, Amir Tz Hashem, next time.